The Mind Aware, 531.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. Today we are talking about stepping up. We're talking about self-esteem. We're talking about that inner critic that brings us down. We're talking about being afraid to step up and be our authentic selves, step up into the world in a bigger way. We got a request from a listener, and I'll tell you, maybe it's just easiest if I read it. Let me read what she wrote. She wrote in, and we have a form. If you haven't seen it, you can go over to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. And when you do that, we get your request. And you can be on the show just like this. So here was the question. She said, I'm having trouble stepping through my fears, and I tend to lead like a turtle, if that makes sense, is what she says, which does. I only stick my head out when it feels safe, and I move very slowly. What are you doing to fix the situation? That's one of the questions we ask. And she said, we're going to the library to gain a better mindset, listening to podcasts. Good thing to be doing. Give yourself a pat on the back. Good answer. Okay, other information you need to know. I've allowed myself to spiral down into negativity, telling myself I'm not good enough, not healthy enough, not pretty enough, that I'm so unmotivated. I can't even get myself to exercise like I used to, so it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yes, it does. I can help. You've got on here on this form, it says, rate your familiarity with Train Your Brain Teaching the One. And so I'm going to go into a little detail here that I wouldn't always go into, but the important thing to know is that you can turn this around and you can shift this, because the things you just said, all of those things you just said, those sentences all strung together would bring anybody down. I'm feeling depressed just having read that. So when you're thinking those thoughts in your head, it's that thinking that brings you down. It's regurgitating those same thoughts. But I'm getting ahead of myself because I want to start with a whole different point. The very first sentence you say is, I tend to lead like a turtle. I only stick my head out when it feels safe, and I move very slowly. And I want to address this first because we live in a culture, most of us live in cultures that tell us that you have to be fast, you have to move fast to be successful, you have to be out there, you have to be bold, you have to throw caution to the wind, all of that. And that works for some people. That's a good method for some people. But it doesn't work for everybody. There are a lot of ways to get to your destination that you're seeking. And you can be just as successful moving like a turtle and sticking your head out cautiously as you can throwing caution to the wind and being bold. There is no one way to success. That's why we always say action isn't what builds your business. It's mindset that builds your business, because you can take any action. It really makes no difference, and you can take that action in any way you possibly want to. What matters is how you think about that action. So it doesn't matter what you do or don't do, or the way you do it or don't do it. What matters is the way you talk and think about what you do or don't do, or the way you do or don't do it. Okay, so I hope that is there's a lot of sentences to basically say, if you want to be slow, and if you want to move like a turtle, and if you want to poke your head out, then do that, but talk about it in a good way. So it can be like, I'm cautious, and I poke my head out cautiously, and I move slowly, and that's why I'm successful. Because I weigh all my options, and I act when I know it's right, and I've got good intuition. And just like a turtle will poke its head out slowly, I poke my head out slowly because my intuition, I can trust it, and I know when to move forward, and I know when's the right time to do things. And I'm a good observer, and I'm great at hanging back and choosing the right time to do things. And I keep a forward, steady pace, and I may go slowly, but I get there. And I get there safely, and I get there in a straight line. Some people, they're very fast, and they move all over it and zigzag where they're going, but I just steady as the course, and I go in a straight line. So everything you've said that you think is the reason you can't be successful, you can actually be successful with that. No problem. Now, having said that, I want to go back to this initial point I made, because when you're thinking thoughts like, I've allowed myself to spiral into negativity, I'm telling myself I'm not good enough, not healthy enough, not pretty enough, I'm not motivated. I mean, oh my gosh, all of those sentences in a row, it is depressing. How can you be motivated when you say all those sentences in a row? It's really, really hard. That's the impossible route to go, is to say all those sentences and think you're going to be motivated. I remember one time, a long time ago, I was interviewed, and somebody was telling me that the interviewer was saying, well, what if I'm in a slump? How do I get out of a slump? I'm really in a slump, and how do I get out of a slump? And I said, well, she says, are you just telling me that to get out of a slump, I just got to say I'm not in a slump? And what I said to the interviewer was, well, what I'm telling you is, for sure, if you keep saying, I'm in a slump, I'm in a slump, I'm in a slump over and over again, you're not going to get out of it. And that's what I would like to tell you here. There is no way to continue to say over and over again, I'm not motivated, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, all of these sentences, and feel good. Those sentences are feel bad sentences. And so stop it. That's, you know, the reason I am known for saying the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem, is because the problem is not that you're not motivated. The problem is not that you're spiraling into negativity. The problem is not all of these things that you're talking about. The problem is that you keep talking about them and you keep regurgitating them. There is no way to keep saying those sentences and feel good. So I laugh when I say stop it, because you can't stop thinking something. You just can't. It's like if I tell you to not think of a pink elephant, immediately you think of a pink elephant, because that's how your brain works. You can't stop thinking it. But what you can do is replace it. So replacing it with sentences that are feel-good sentences. Now, you may not be able to right out the gate start going, I feel so motivated. Oh man, that Dana, she's amazing. I feel so motivated now. I feel ready to act and ready to go out. It feels like it's maybe too much, too far to go. But what you can start doing is you can start gently making new little statements to yourself, right? New little statements like, okay, well, I guess I was being a little bit extreme when I wrote to Dana. I mean, I was kind of using colorful language. This whole, like, I'm spiraling into negativity. I was being maybe a little dramatic. And that's okay. I don't need to be that dramatic all the time. The reality is, oh, I haven't been as motivated as I used to. And it's kind of frustrating. It's been really kind of bumming me out. And I'm ready to shift it. I feel ready to make a shift here. And I like what she said, that I don't have to be one of these zigzaggers or be one of these people who's running around and trying to get everything done quickly and just, you know, active. That's okay. I can do it in my way. I can step out slowly. I can step out like the turtle. And it's a good idea to be safe and feel good when I step out. And it's okay to do that slowly. And I like that. And I like the idea that I don't have to just take big action. The only thing I have to really do is ease into better statements and think more positive statements and relax into it and try some sentences on and see which ones feel better. And to know that it's just a process and I'm going to shift and I'm going to bust myself. I'm not going to let myself get away with that thinking or talking anymore. I wouldn't let a friend talk to me like that. And I'm not going to talk to myself like that anymore. I'm really kind of done with that. I see now that this is about shifting it and focusing on one thought at a time. And I'm ready to shift. And I can feel the shift already just talking about it. And I like the idea of shifting. And it feels good to think different thoughts. And it feels good to think in my own head. It feels good to move forward. It feels good to have different ideas. It feels good to think that this is possible and that it's easy. And I like the idea of being a brain trainer. And I like the idea of focusing on one thought after another that feels better or feels even just a little bit better than what I was feeling. And I can tell that when I'm focused this way, even right now, the thoughts I'm saying, they're not so interesting, but they're better. And I'm feeling better. And it's that easy. And I like that it's that easy. And I like moving forward in this way. I like this direction that I'm headed. And I like thinking better thoughts. And I like being a brain trainer. And I like being happy. And I like being motivated. It's a desire of mine. And I can tell when I talk like a motivated person, I start to feel like a motivated person. It's funny, even just saying that word motivated makes me feel a little motivated. So it's fun how language works. Like, I like being motivated. I'm starting to feel motivated. And that's kind of fun. Like, it's almost like a little game now where I can just say words, even just one word, like motivated, and start to feel better. And so I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to be a brain trainer. I'm ready to step into this in a bigger way. It feels good. And I'm doing it starting right now. Right? So that's it. What did that take? A couple minutes? That's it. One of the things that happens when you step into this sandbox, when you become a brain trainer and you start hanging out in this world, we like to say sometimes you don't get the luxury of negative thinking anymore. And in fact, you almost can't stand it. Like, it becomes so boring that you just can't stand to be a negative thinker anymore. So the fact that you wrote in, the fact that you found this show, you may be new to brain training, but the reality is you're already in. You're already on your way. You're already doing it, because not everybody hears something on this show and then goes to the questionnaire and fills it out. But you did. And so you've totally got this. And for everybody else who's listening this far, you're in the club too. It's that easy. It's that easy. We care about so many things in our world, right? We care about, you know, the cars we drive or the clothes we wear or the food we eat. You know, how much do we care about the food we eat? Well, I want you to start caring about the thoughts that you think, and you can start right now. That's what's fun about being a brain trainer. You can do it all day, every day. Feel and think and feel those feel-good thoughts. Think those feel-good thoughts, then feel the feel-good feelings, and you're on your way. We'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at
me. You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about the next meeting, but just listening to people.
You're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?